This is episode number one of the WordPress Authority Show with WPAuthorities.com co-founders Trevor Turnbull and Michael Lasky. Today's show is Principles of Authority, where we're going to introduce you to the WordPress Authority Show and its founders, tell you what it's all about, why we started the show and website, and what you can expect from us going forward. For more information on the show formats and for other shows in this season and series, make sure to check out wpauthorities.com/shows. What is an authority site?
So when I think of an authority website,
I think of the place that people go when they want to learn from the best. I think of where the credibility lies.
You will respect my authority.
Hey, I hope you're having a great day wherever you happen to be in the world today. Thanks so much for spending some quality time with me. I'm Trevor Turnbull, your host of the WordPress Authority Show, where we cut through the noise and dial into the signal each and every day. And I'm really excited to bring you our very first episode of the WordPress Authorities podcast show. And what you're going to learn here today is, first of all, we're going to talk about authority. Of course, the name of our website, the name of our podcast is WordPress Authorities. So we're going to talk about the discussion between niche sites and authority sites and what exactly it takes to become an authority. So we'll explore the definition and criteria with some of our early guests who have achieved massive authority in their own websites. We're also going to talk about our principles of authority as we see them and why these guidelines are important to us in the choices we make in building WPAuthorities.com and the WordPress Authority show that you're listening to right now. And lastly, we're going to outline exactly what type of content you're going to get from us and hopefully why you'll choose to make us an ongoing resource for all the things related to WordPress Authority website publishing, business building. It's a mouthful for sure, but we are excited to get into this, and let's get into the show right after this message. Are you a WordPress Authority subscriber? Don't miss your shot to claim your authority. Subscribe to our email list at wpauthorities.com. Question for you. What's your problem? Seriously though, I'm not mad. I'm just saying that we're here to find solutions to your biggest problems in your own WordPress Authority website business. How would you like a coach to review your site, to recommend solutions, and even implement them for you on the spot? We're giving away a free report, action guide, and a 15-minute coaching session delivered by a Google Hangout or Skype to a lucky WordPress Authority show listener. To qualify, simply go to iTunes, find the WordPress Authority show, subscribe to the podcast, leave a review, and hopefully a 5-star review, and then most importantly, post your biggest problem at wpauthorities.com/coaching. And now it's time for the WordPress Authority show, where it's impossible to miss work. So what's happening? How you doing? I am Trevor Turnbull.
And I'm Michael Lasky.
And we are the founders of WordPress Authorities, WPAuthorities.com, and the WordPress Authorities podcast. And we're looking forward to chatting with you about everything that we have going on here. We want to talk about authority, first of all.
Yeah, I mean, it's a real hot topic these days. And we don't want to sit here pretending we are the authorities.
We're very smart.
Well, you're really smart. I'm smart-ish. But there is, just like all of us, right? We're super, super smart in our own ways, and we're all authorities in our own ways. But what this show is focusing on is presenting other authorities. That's what we're all about. And really, what we need to do is dive down into deciding what is authority. So what's authority to you, Trevor?
Well, I've had the pleasure of talking with a number of amazing guests already, which we're really looking forward to sharing with all of you. But when I think of authority, I think of the go-to resource, the go-to individual in any particular niche. So it's the place where people can, you know that they're going to get quality information. It's been vetted, it's been sourced, and they're coming up with unique original content as well.
And that seems to strike a chord, I think, with what a lot of people are telling us. And we're going to roll some clips from some of the early interviews we've done so far, as we'll be rolling out over the coming weeks and months and hopefully years. For me, I've actually crafted some I think, hybrid ideas of what to what authority is as a result to listening to those snippets. You want to queue up a few of those?
Yeah. Yeah. Let's let everybody listen.
So interview number one was with Joe Polizzi of the Content Marketing Institute. Let's hear what he has to say.
I think of the go-to resource in the industry. I really think of where's the place that I'm going to go if I have a problem in my particular world or my particular niche, where do I go?
Pretty similar to what you're talking about, right?
Yeah, yeah. And that was a common answer for sure. We got some variations from people, which you'll see or you'll listen to in a couple of these other clips, but that seemed to be the consistent thing with everybody's answer for sure.
What I like that he touched on was making a resource out of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's the go-to place to learn or to get information. Let's have a look at another clip. This one's from someone who's a really strong authority in podcasting these days, and that's John Lee Dumas.
I think of the place that people go when they want to learn from the best. I think of where the credibility lies. I think of where, you know, people have built really names for themselves in very powerful ways.
So, John Lee.
Yeah.
Again.
Again. But speaking this time, I think more about the individual than the brand itself. I think there's a differentiation there too. And some of the interviews that we've done so far, there's definitely, a handful of them that are just people. So it's actually their name and their domain, that is the authority. And then there's others like the Content Marketing Institute, which, you know, Joe Polizzi is obviously the founder, but it's not about Joe. It's more about the community and the authorship that they've built with that site and the authority that it's built.
And authorship's a great point. And we're going to dive really deep into what authorship means. But the next clip we have here is James Wedmore. Can you introduce James? Because I know he's a good friend.
Sure, yeah. So James is the authority on video marketing. He's created a course called Video Traffic Academy. He has a new one coming out where he teaches people how to use their iPhone to be able to create compelling videos. And he has an interesting take here as well. Let's listen to this one.
An authority site would be a site that is at the cutting edge of information in a specific industry or market. So it's the go-to place, it's the go-to resource for what's working.
So again, sort of touching on the same thing. And we've done how many interviews now so far?
18, I believe.
We got 18. So we're rolling out a lot of content for you guys over the next couple weeks and months and, again, hopefully years. But this is a real common thread. It's mm-hmm. the go-to industry. It's the go-to in the industry. The resource for how to learn about what you want to learn about,
yeah.
who you trust.
Yeah. And one of the key things I think James said was cutting edge, right? So this is unique, new content. And of course, you know, what's the term that you used about borrowing ideas, borrowing, stealing?
Standing on the shoulders of giants?
Yeah, yeah.
It's good artists borrow, great artists steal.
Exactly.
And James actually mentioned in the interview, that's a good point, right after that clip ends, he says, geez, original, hey? Like, it's really hard to have an original, quote-unquote, I'm doing air quotes in case you're wondering, idea these days, because it really is truly slight innovations on existing great ideas.
Yeah.
And, bringing together great ideas to make a sort of an aggregate of a new whole idea out of those groups.
Right.
So, you know, authority isn't about I am completely cutting edge and, you know, blazing a trail. And yeah, it can be, but it's not always about that.
Yeah. It's pulling the pieces together sometimes. And James is a great example. You know, he obviously didn't invent video. He didn't invent YouTube, but he's created a resource to help people pull all those pieces together from a production perspective as well as contents. And, you know, that's why he's known as the authority in his space.
And another authority in his space, Chris Ducker, who had his original site, which was
Virtual Business Lifestyle.
That's right. But he has another business, Virtual Staff Finder.
Virtual Staff Finder.
But
yeah.
He migrated all his properties, or at least his authority content, under the banner chrisducker.com now.
That's right. Yeah.
As a way to kind of consolidate what authority he was aligning with from his personal brand. Let's listen to what he has to say.
Yeah, really, you know, authority site to me means, you know, whoever's behind it is a genuine authority, that when they talk, people genuinely listen. And when they listen, they consume. And when they're done consuming, and this is the big part here, they share.
Mm. Yes.
And something new, right?
Yeah. We've talked about this before, too, the whole idea of social proof and, you know, sharing content and how somebody like Chris Ducker can be known as the go-to guy in his industry because of the fact that other people say that he is, right? He is the person that
that's
everybody
a really
refers
good point.
To.
That's it's really establishing influence from third-party, credible third-party sources. There's actually a shout-out I want to give someone just a little bit later, but it's really interesting that the sharing is critical. Mm-hmm. If somebody's willing to share what you are presenting, all of a sudden you're establishing that credibility through third-party credible third-party sources.
Yeah. And I think we're starting to see one of the questions that we ask during our interviews is we ask our guests about the whole idea of Google authorship and how much of an impact social media is having on rankings, organic rankings for Google too. And with Google Plus, of course, this is the direction that Google is going in, is trying to give that extra boost to any type of sharing that's happening, especially on their own platform. I don't believe that they're giving as much rank to Facebook and Twitter, but we got to believe that it's heading in that direction.
Definitely. And that's actually an interesting foreshadowing of something that should be obvious. Our show is called WordPress Authorities, as it states in our title. And really what it comes down to is, if you're going to establish authority and you're using WordPress to do so, how can you actually ensure that you are creating the technology, the network, the media in the right way so that you are truly establishing that authority as best as possible? We'll come back to that in just a minute. But for now, let's talk to somebody who's actually WordPress-centric in his authority site, and that's Syed Balki of WPBeginner.com.
An authority website, you know, to me, is anyone who established themselves as an industry leader in whatever industry they're in.
Yeah, Syed was obviously an awesome interview for us to get. He was one of the very first people that we chatted with, and his website, WP Beginner, is the authority on WordPress tutorials. And I believe it's like a 2000 Alexa rank or something. It was very highly ranked, which is another thing I'm sure we'll touch on here. But, you know, our goal is to reach out to and interview and learn from the best websites that are out there built using WordPress as the main content management system. And Syed was one of the, you know, it was an amazing interview that we got right off the bat here.
Yeah, the irony of the beginner in his name stretches from, it was one of our first interviews. It was where we began, but it's also a place, it's a resource, as we've been saying, for people to go to when they're starting out or beginning with WordPress. But really, it's the original real big juggernaut for WordPress authority sites and new sites and how-to sites that have emerged over time. So we got one more clip to queue up, and that's someone who's famous for creating fame. She has a product called Creating Fame, and that's Laura Roeder, another authority using WordPress.
So when I think of an authority website, I think of a website that both Google and the website itself has the proof that you are the authority, you are the best.
Now, Laura's site is at lkrsocialmedia.com.
Yeah.
And she's been creating this fame and this authority for years now and doing a great job at it. She's well-respected across the board.
Yeah.
But what I liked what she talked about was how Google feels about you. We mentioned that with authorship. And really that goes to how good of a job you're doing at creating your website and your network and your media. Mm-hmm. Because if you're not doing that properly, you can have the best content in the world and you're only going to get a slice of the authority that you really could be getting.
Mm-hmm. And it's really one of the exciting parts about what we're doing and why we're doing this too is, you know, as Laura has created Creating Fame, this type of opportunity to create an authority website is really available to anybody. And that's why we built this, was to not only be able to learn ourselves from some of these people that are doing this and doing it really well, but also for you guys to be able to learn from them as well, so that you can build your own authority website and, you know, earn a living, a handsome living at it and live the lifestyle that you want.
Too. Yeah, whether you're a WP beginner or a newbie, as we all say, we have a lane for you. We're going to be featuring people who are newbies, who are veterans, who are masters, down those three lanes, wherever you find yourself. We will have models for you to model yourself after. And, you know, really, there's this common misconception that you need to be an expert to get started. And oftentimes it helps. For sure, it helps. But, and whether or not you consider us experts, and we'll give you some credentials at the end of the show. But we're, as we said, putting aside our expertise and putting on a pedestal others' expertise. And really, that's a surefire way to make connection, to get what some people call brand rub, where you can pull authority from those individuals just by sitting beside them or by presenting information on the same byline, like Trevor Turnbull features Syed Balkhi. That just happens over time. And I want to give a shout out to a new podcast, Authority Alchemy, which is actually speaking to this very subject. They're less focused about WordPress and creating those models, but they're doing a really great job. And they mentioned something called positioning yourself by doing what's necessary to have others call you the expert. So for us, that's exactly what we're trying to do. We are the model that we're trying to present to you. So we're researching and documenting what everybody's doing to create this common ground. And then we're going to implement it ourselves, be fully transparent about how we're doing it, and then become an educator and advocate for you to do it as well in your business. All right. So the next thing I want to talk about is how we're actually structuring this show. And we're going to get into some details about the different types of segments and shows we're going to be presenting a little bit later. But as a quick nod to one of those, we are going to be creating full long form content shows where we discuss an individual topic. And one of those topics happens to be principles of authority. So we're going to dive into that just as a precursor and setting the groundwork for what where we're trying to come from and what are some of the principles that we're trying to adhere to. So we have five of them that we recognize right now. And one of the things we're really hoping to accomplish is an extremely a transparent conversation between the community. And so please feel free to suggest some other principles of authority. What really defines authority, especially when it comes to websites and content and publishing and whatnot, but also just in life and how it means to be the author of your own life. There's a lot of real cool, like, diversions and analogies and that you can draw from life experience into this stuff. So, yeah. One of them is authorship. So what's authorship to you?
Well, to me, it's, first of all, I want to say there's a difference between the online and the offline approach to this. And that's kind of what you're alluding to. And the fact that, you know, we just heard some of the opinions of our guests and, you know, how they feel, what is authority. And with authorship, of course, from a Google perspective, it is in Google's eyes, them creating an association of a website that you can contribute to and your Google Plus profile and how those two can speak to each other to say, yes, this person writes for this publication. And if that publication has, you know, significant clout, there's obviously more of a boost for that author as a go-to authority in their industry. So from an online perspective, that's how I would see the authorship side of things.
Yeah. It's basically creating a way to have an identity associated with an author, giving more credibility to the author as the root source of the valuable content, which flows up to the root source of the value of the website, and less about what's linking to it and more about the credibility of that author. So the authors are really the core. They're everything that it comes down to, the word. And at first there was the word, right? So the authors create the word. But, you know, we came up with this idea that from the dictionary. As a designer, I like to go to the dictionary to get inspired conceptually, but it's really about producing something. What I determined over these interviews and during the pre-launch of and pre-production of this program was, you know, it's about stating your mind. It's about going on the record. It's about having true authenticity in yourself and saying, here's how I feel about this. And I'm willing to put it on the record and write about it. And I think, to go back to what you're saying, Google recognizes that authenticity and is trying to implement that as the core of their future algorithm for ranking sites in search results. Or
Yeah, which speaks back to what Chris Ducker said, too, about the sharing aspect of it, right? Once people are consuming your content and they deem it share-worthy, now all of a sudden your word's being spread by other people and your authorship or your opinion is given more, you know, more of a boost in the community.
And influence, even.
Yeah.
There's a lot of interesting things around influence and authorship that I think I can see in the future as well. Let's talk about another principle of authority, and that's community. For me, community is really the bedrock of everything. It's much more than just creating content for the community or how the community can be a source of leads or, and ultimately buying something from you, God forbid, right? But it's really about creating content from the community mm-hmm. and using the community, not using, but engaging and working with the community to create the entire infrastructure, the entire staffing, the contributors to the site.
Yeah. Yeah. And one of the questions that we asked during our interviews is how our guests actually go about doing that, or if they actually go down that path, because a handful of them just contribute themselves. They don't actually offer the opportunity for guest posting. But I would say 90% of the ones that we've done so far are really for it. They're just trying to find ways to manage it properly, to find the best talent out there, manage the flow of content, publish it, have the back and forth benefit for both parties too. Yeah. So it's an important part, I think, to building an authority site. And it's something that authority site owners are still puzzled by and trying to figure out how to maximize.
It's a significant problem. It really is, because there's a lot of back and forth communications. I say acquire and inspire. How do you, you know, acquire, attract the talent to write for you? And then how do you inspire them to continue to write and to write really great stuff? And this is something that I feel is really critical on the giving back to the community as a second point to this principle. Is it's about empowering new authorities. It's about creating the space for everybody to have their authentic voice be heard.
Yeah.
And it's more than just saying you can publish and we'll publish you for free. Please write for us for free. It could even go into things like revenue sharing, even equity sharing. Mm-hmm. And this is something we're very passionate about, and we're trying to recognize those who are leading this field and what solutions they're putting in place to do so. So the next principle of authority, attribution. No,
transparency.
My bad. You got the,
and then attribution.
Yeah. Transparency. Tell me about what you think about transparency.
Well, first of all, I'll just state the fact that during these interviews that I've been conducting, it's been really rewarding to actually speak with a lot of these people that are willing to be completely transparent with us. I think we're seeing a transition towards this with entrepreneurs in general in being completely open about their revenue models and how much money they're making. And, you know, this wasn't too long ago, maybe a couple years ago, where that would not have even been thought of, right?
Well, 10 years ago, it would, you mean, unless you're a publicly traded company where you have the actual responsibility to do it. Yeah. But for a privately held company, it wouldn't happen. So you're speaking to how these companies, these website, content website businesses operate. Mm-hmm. And I think the key point here is by knowing how much money they make and how much, what their revenues are, their expenses, what results in their income or profit, those things are the glue to understanding the value of what they're presenting and how they go about doing it. And when you say operations, you know, it's also about like what tools they're using, what problems are they facing, what challenges do they have, what solutions are they implementing, are they working? Because as we said earlier about stealing, great artists steal, and I mentioned standing on the shoulders of giants. Truly, in order to be able to stand on the shoulders of giants, those giants have to be willing to stand underneath you. And by having transparency in the community, we're able to leverage the giants beside us.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And if I may, I mean, I think I want to throw this to you because you talk about this a lot. It's about how they operate, yeah, but it's also about who they are as people. Like who's behind the website. So if you go to a website and there's no face on it, there's no About Us page, like people want to do business with people. Chris Ducker mentioned that in his interview, and that's why he went under his name moniker.
That's right.
Because he felt people want to do business with people. So you look for an About Us page. Like, does it have a personal connection. Is it a deep personal connection? Are those people accessible?
Yeah. People want to be able to relate to the people that they see as an authority, right? And transparency is key to that, obviously. You want to know not only the business credibility of somebody, if, for example, Chris Ducker is the authority on outsourcing, you also want to know what kind of a guy he is. Is he a family guy? Is he somebody that you can respect, you know, in the way that he conducts business? This, I think, contributes a lot to how people relate to these authorities and obviously impacts their business directly. So it's super rewarding for us to be able to meet these people that are willing to just completely open up and say, like, this is who I am. It's on my website. I recorded a video. I put my family on video so that people can get to know them, you know? And by the way, here's my revenue model and this is how much money I made last month. Like, that's pretty awesome, you know?
And a lot of people are leading that, you know, blazing that trail. A lot of people have been doing for a lot of years. Entrepreneur on Fire comes to mind, John Lee Dumas.
Yeah.
Pat Flynn promotes that all the time. And we're going to be an advocate for everyone we interview to do that. If they don't, that's okay. We forgive you. We understand. But we're hoping you will. So the next principle of authority is attribution. And that's what we just finished talking about, which is standing on the shoulders of giants. And if you're going to steal, well, tell people who you stole from.
Yeah.
Like, don't make it a secret. Don't, like, make allusions to that this was your innovation and circumvent the path that came before you. Link to them.
Yeah.
You know? Share the credit. Give referral fees. Whatever you can do to attribute your ideas or your success to whom came before you.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and speaking of the podcast, right? We did an interview with John Lee Dumas from Entrepreneur on Fire. And of course, he's killing it in the podcasting world. And I mentioned to him right off the start of the interview that I, you know, stole a bit of his intro because I thought it was great. You know,
what was it like, again, grow.
Yeah, launch, grow, and monetize your own authority website. And he says launch, grow, and monetize your own podcast, right? Yeah. So it's...
We changed one word.
Yeah, we changed one word, essentially. We tweaked it a little bit, but essentially I was transparent with him and saying, like, I thought that was pretty awesome the way that you said that, so I'm using it for my own. And he was like, right on, man, that's awesome, you know? Like, I'm glad I could contribute to it, and thank you for letting me know, you know?
And that's what this show is all about, is finding models. And we say model the masters of WordPress publishing, and we can't know who your models are unless you attribute to them. So that's what we're trying to get to, because we want to be able to add value and innovate. And in order to do so, that transparency and that attribution go hand in hand. Mm-hmm. What's more, you know, we're looking for people who are engaged in the community, have their authentic self, are transparent about how they're working, giving attribution, and taking that a step further and becoming a mentor, becoming a trainer and an educator in the community.
Yeah.
And those to us equate to authority in a niche as much as traffic or revenue and all the things that they would be transparent about. Yeah. It's whether or not they're actually engaging in that new method, this postmodern way to do commercial exchanges.
Yeah, yeah. And of course, with technology, this is one of the things, like, just about everybody, I think everybody that we've talked to is very much like that. They're, you know, all for mentoring and helping the next generation and, you know, bringing people along with them. But they're also all about using technology to do this too, because we all know time is money and you can only do so much one-on-one. So a lot of the people that we talk to have membership sites and courses and trainings that they actually do, where they'll work with 100 or 1,000 people instead of one-on-one, because they can actually impact and help more people that way, right?
Yeah. And great transition to our last principle of authority, which is to be a resource to their community. And this principle is resourcefulness. And there again, there's a lot of overlap here, but what we mean by this is that you make available resources that you have at your disposal to the community so that you create a space of abundance. When you don't make your resources available, you're creating a space of scarcity. And yes, there's value in scarcity from a sales perspective, and that's a conversation for another day. Mm-hmm. But what we aspire to is to create a space of abundance where being open with your problems and solutions are really the fodder for creating win-win relationships. Mm. And those win-win relationships When you realize there's more than enough to go around, just shifts that mindset. So what do we mean by that, being a resource? Well, having a resource page on your site, sure.
Yeah.
You can benefit from it by being an affiliate, and you were just mentioning, I think, alluding to that as well, by being an affiliate to all those resources as well. And therefore, it creates that ecosystem. But you may have, say, 18, 10, 2 people on your staff, and they're not fully occupied. Now, what happens if you actually start making those staff people available to the community to actually empower them who are having trouble finding staff at an appropriate level of pay that they can afford at their startup point? Mm-hmm. It's an interesting idea to consider. So being a resource to your community, we are recognizing as a principle of authority that we're trying to aspire to, recognize, and present to you as models.
Yeah. And we're honestly, like, we are living everything that we're researching and learning along the way here too. We're all about creating win-win scenarios, and every single person, every guest that we connect with, every person that we've met along the way in the last couple months, the last 5-10 years, we want to bring them along with us. We want to, you know, hire more people overseas and locally, and if we can't fill up their time, be able to, you know, work with other people and give them the opportunity to work with them as we train staff, for example, to do marketing initiatives or whatever it happens to be.
Yeah.
It's an awesome place to be when you know that everybody's contributing for the greater good of everybody living in a more abundant life, right?
And as we spoke to earlier, we shout out for Authority Alchemy, and being a resource for your community means rethinking competitors. Like, for example, we don't think of competitors as competitors. We think them as partners. And if you have true authenticity and authorship, and you're engaging your community, you're transparent about who you are, you attribute to your models, and you provide a resource, well, then what's going to happen is the people who connect with you as an emerging authority by being that educator and that advocate, as the Authority Alchemy guys like to say, then people are going to niche down to you. They're either going to connect with you or not. Mm-hmm. And that's okay. And if they connect with us, great, connect with us. But if they don't, we're going to present to you alternatives who might be a better fit for you.
Yeah.
And that's just smart, right? Because what we want ultimately is for you to succeed. And if it's not me or not Trevor, it's this guy or that guy or this guy. For example, Brian Clark, a copy blogger, right?
Yeah.
Ultimately, we want to create solutions to help serve the community, much like Brian's doing. Could some of our solutions be competitors to his?
Absolutely.
Certainly. Why not? And some of the most of the people we're interviewing have competing solutions to certain problems. For example, this week in particular, one of the plugins mentioned was Pipiti. I don't even know how to say that very well. It's a
Pipiti, I think. Yeah,
it's a pop-up plugin for opt-ins. Well, we had Syed Balki on, who's got Opt-in Monster, right?
Yeah.
And so what we want to do ultimately is to present not only the websites and their owners, these authorities, so that you can model them, but create a canon of the plugins and the themes that they're using. And by canon, we just mean basically an organization of the most common used aspects or solutions.
Right.
So
gotcha.
If you think in terms of 80-20, like, you know, what are the certain few plugins or themes that the large majority of people are using? Mm-hmm. So there's always some playful variables with numbers that come involved, but it narrows down to, like, there's these 10 problems that everybody faces, and 80% of those top authorities are using these 10 plugins or themes. And so by creating that that canon, hopefully you'll be able to find your path to your success much quicker without having to go through the trial and error, which can be so frustrating. And we'll dig into a lot of that later. I want to give one more shout out to another great authority product and a model of ours in being a media company, and that's Ryan Dice over at Digital Marketer and Ideas Incubator. He's got so many brands, right?
Yeah.
But he has a product called Authority ROI, which is another community for those would-be authority content website business owners or media producers, as really what we say this business is all about.
Mm-hmm.
So a couple of shout-outs to potential partners and potential quote-unquote competitors. Mm-hmm. And we just want to say that we do not feel that you are our competitors. You're our models. You're our partners. You're our brothers.
Yeah,
and sisters.
And, of course, our guests. They are our guests. We'll be speaking with Brian here
and
shortly.
And our contributors. When you go back to the community, ultimately, we're hoping to share with them the opportunity to publish on our site and to give back to them in any way we can. And we'll talk more about that in the future. So stay tuned, because we have some pretty good ideas about how to engage your community and your guest post authors and your contributors and your columnists and all the other people who might contribute to your site.
So in the light of keeping things tight and to the point and moving forward, let's talk a little bit about the show now so that you guys know what to expect over the coming weeks and months, because we have some awesome publishing ideas and strategies that we're going to be rolling out here really soon. So maybe you can talk about the formats and how we're going to roll this all out.
Yeah, so we're producing two types of shows through the course of any given week. We're producing motivational shows and technical shows. And we're going to create the technical shows in a way, hopefully, that are consumable through an audio-only podcast.
Yeah.
But we'll also have supplemental videos and screen captures of those individual shows up on the website and through YouTube as well. So what we're going to be doing is every single week, we're going to feature a new authority site and its owner. The authority tandem, if you will, the site and the owner. So we, for example, are starting with Content Marketing Institute, rolling out on Monday with Joe Polizzi. And we are going to have four shows based on interviews and coaching sessions done with Joe about the problems he's facing and the solutions that he's using. And then the next 3 days of the week will be individual segments that are directly related to what we learned with Joe over the course of his interviews and his coaching sessions.
Yeah.
So we may feature a solution and a provider that speaks to one of Joe's problems specifically. And what's more, periodically, we'll have another type of special episode, the community coaching review, a coaching session where we'll feature individuals who are either newbies, veterans, or master authority site owners who are facing a specific problem. So if you're interested in that, go to wordpressauthorities.com/coaching and tell us your problem. Tell us what solution you're currently using. And we will get you in the queue to support you with a coaching call. Yeah. That coaching call will be predicated by a short review or audit of your site, a checklist to go through to understand how we might approach the coaching session, and then at least a 15-minute session where we get on a hangout. We record it for the benefit of the community. We address your problems, and we actually will implement any solutions that we might be able to at that moment.
Mm-hmm.
So potentially 7 shows each week, all around one anchor site, one authority site in the middle.
Right.
And then we repeat every single week.
Yeah, yeah. And just to clarify on that, you can Google WordPress Authorities Coaching and you'll find that page. The website is actually wpauthorities.com.
What did I say?
You said wordpressauthorities.com.
Actually, yeah, wordpressauthorities.com will forward to WP Authorities.
Oh, we do have that?
So you should be good.
Oh, we got it. All right.
It's just that Matt Mullenweg at WordPress wants you to not have WordPress in the primary domain, but WP is cool. So
see,
thanks, Matt, for that. Okay, so that's basically about the show format. We're going to have short seasons of about 1 to 3 months. We haven't determined yet exactly how many, probably about a 2 or 3 month period where we'll roll out show after show after show after show after show, and we'll take a short break, kind of like the mid-season break for Walking Dead. You know, we'll keep you waiting for that next season.
Cliffhanger.
But, you know, we need breaks too. And so we're going to be having those short seasons. We're going to have those series, and we're going to feature those solutions every week. We got some really amazing segments lined up. We have something called, you know, the I Think segment. We got the
Take 10.
We got problems and solutions. Some really interesting segments with some really useful questions that drill down deep into the problems that our guests are facing.
Yeah. And one of the things I'll mention to you too, of course, I do all the interviews, or I have to date anyways. Mike's going to be doing some of the interviews in the future with our guests as well. But some of the feedback that we've got from our guests, because at the end of every interview, I always ask, like, what did you think? Is there anybody else you think we should talk to? And every single guest I've asked that question from, they always say that we have unique questioning in our interviews. This isn't the same as everything else that you see out there. Of course, our topic WordPress, online marketing, authority. There's other people doing this kind of stuff, but the questioning that we're using really is unique, and it's actually engaging. It's causing our guests to go, ooh, interesting question. Yeah. I've never thought of that before, but let's talk about it. And it speaks back to what we were talking about before, which is transparency and resourcefulness, right? Because we want to dig into that kind of stuff so that it's not just a surfacey, fluffy kind of an interview. We dig into the details that you need to know and actually to build your own authority site. And nobody's pushing back on us. In fact, they're being quite open and they're loving the kind of questions that we're asking.
And never fear, it's full of motivation. I mean, the on the surface, as you might say, you know, fluff questions aren't fluff. They're motivation, right? Mm-hmm. And they are like tapping into the true alignment of the common man and woman who can easily then feel and visualize their own path to success. So that's important. And we definitely don't ignore that. We dial into it, but we're seeking to find that problem. And then we speak to that solution. And that solution hopefully is serving as that motivation. Mm-hmm. Now, this is the end of our show, episode number one. And we want to sign off just by saying a little bit about each of us.
Yeah.
So I'm going to introduce my partner, Trevor. Trevor Turnbull and I have been doing business for, it feels like a decade now.
Almost a decade.
But we've known each other since we were teenagers. At 17, he was 17, I was 19, playing junior hockey in Nipawin, Saskatchewan. That's in Canada. That's like, you know, the
North Dakota.
Yeah, it's above North Dakota, but it's the furthest north you can possibly go to have any civilization. The furthest central north part of civilization in Canada. Pretty much. But it makes for great hockey. And that's how we met. And since we started doing business together 10 years ago, we've launched website development companies where we developed WordPress websites for people. We transitioned into content website businesses where Trevor has been working primarily on a handful of sites, most notably and most recently, SportsNetworker.com.
SportsNetworker.com. Yeah, that was about, I guess, 4 years ago. And it was a couple years after you had started the Master Cleanse, of course, in the content marketing space as well. So, you know, our paths over the years, we've been working together on all kinds of different business ventures, the entrepreneurs that we are, right? Constantly shifting and finding new ideas and growing our empire every single day.
Yeah, what an empire, right?
Yeah.
And we're going to be completely transparent with you guys as well on how WordPress authorities, the greater business is called Authority Media. The website's wpauthorities.com. The show's WordPress Authority Show. We're going to be completely transparent on how we're building this business in the exact same way that we would create this canon for you to model as well.
Yeah.
And I wanted to mention Master Cleanse really quickly. It's an authority in the niche, as I would say Sports Networker is as well. And they're doing pretty well. I think they can do much better if I'm being completely transparent. And so we haven't reached the level of success in those areas that we are aspiring to. And we have this thing, this proprietary idea at wpauthorities.com where we list all the authority websites that we're identifying. And then we evaluate them according to some metrics to how well they're doing in certain fields, like how many backlinks they have or whatever, mm-hmm. what traffic they're doing. And we end up with a 5-star ranking on authority. And I would say both of our sites, those two sites we just mentioned, are like 3-star authority sites. Mm-hmm. Well, TechCrunch and the Read Write Web and Mashable, which used to be WordPress but isn't anymore technically, I believe. But those are 5-star authorities. And ideally, we want to have businesses that are 5-star authorities. So what we're trying to do is be along for the ride with you guys in order to bring our businesses to that same level. Mm-hmm. So we have some authority in what we're talking about, but we are not the authorities. The WordPress authorities we're featuring is you guys. It's the community.
Yeah.
So we can't wait to meet with you and learn more from you.
Yeah. And your problems and the solutions that we're finding from those questions that we're asking you when we do our coaching reviews ultimately helps our business too. So, you know, our motivation in creating WordPress authorities is to help the community, but also to help grow our own businesses here too. So we get to connect with some of the smartest minds out there, find out what they're challenged with. And trust me, there's a lot. I've had some amazing conversations with people in the last 3 months, and what you are struggling with is no different than what they're struggling with, but they've found some solutions and we're looking forward to sharing all those with you guys too.
Yeah, that's really what it's all about, is presenting those solutions and growing in a community. Just on one last note, ultimately, the software and the websites we've built in the past have brought us to this point where we can be positioned to start realizing the opportunities to create these solutions for the community. And we're really excited about sharing some of them with you because they are all about building a family around your business and making that community, enabling that community to contribute and be rewarded with open viscosity, with no, you know, friction. It's just free flow of ideas and commerce.
Yeah, exactly. And I'll add to one more final note that you can see that this video here is us trying to be transparent with you guys too, and to truly, you know, let you know who we are, which you're going to see in the show as well. There's some goofy parts in there. We're big movie fans. We're big comedy movie buffs too. You're going to find some really cool stuff. We're going to keep it interesting. We don't want this to be a boring show by any means. So, you know, we want your feedback too. You know, if you guys love us, if you hate us, give us the feedback. We want to hear it because then it gives us the opportunity to improve and adjust and everything.
Thanks so much for sharing your time with us here today. Now, please tell me, I'm dying to know, did you enjoy the podcast? Did you get clarity on your biggest challenge, obstacle, or problem that you're currently facing in your own WordPress authority business? If so, then don't miss out on the chance to win a coaching review. Just head over to iTunes, subscribe, leave a comment, and then head back to wpauthorities.com/coaching to tell us your pain in the ass, and we'll make sure that we play doctor for you. Make sure to subscribe via iTunes or head over to our website, wpauthorities.com, and subscribe via email.
Until next time,
you will respect my authority.